climate change thing is definitely here, and we're going to have to take steps to adapt to it to keep us all safer and whatever. In my own situation, we have five people in my office. Two of them are without power, without water, you know, without communications, and that's impacted on the way we work or couldn't work during the course of the week. So, I mean, you know, we have hotels, some of which have previously housed Ukrainian refugees, and they're currently lying empty. And they could certainly be a benefit to a hell of a lot of people who would like the opportunity to have some hot food, some hot showers, to have a place to work from, to congregate, to be human and experience, you know, all the things that we're supposed to have, the basic essentials. And as I say, at the moment, some of these hotels are lying empty.
What do you make of the government's response, or maybe lack of response so far?
Well, I think the government have a playbook, you know, a kind of a European playbook, and they've done all the right things according to that playbook, in the sense that they've contacted, you know, other agencies European-wise, you know, earlier last week, and waited for the impact of the storm to see what would actually happen. But I think we need to revise the playbook, because we need to put in place, perhaps during the course of the winter months, what I can only describe as storm shelters, whereby they would be made available, particularly in this part of the world, made available and ready to people who are actually going to become, unfortunately, the victims of these storms.